Hey, hope you enjoyed that break. Now we're back. We've just been chilling here in the studios. Jazz at South High Combo, just chilling here, trying to play some music for you. Hope you're really enjoying it. So next we have a song, another Jazz 2 performance of Giada. That was Jazz 2's performance of Giada, a Sammy Nestico arrangement of a Bob Carlton tune.
And that was a little, there's a little piano feature for someone that I know, my brother, Cole Nelson.
Shout out to him. We love you.
We love Cole.
He's Slay. A freshman. This is his first year in jazz band, so he's been liking it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Piano.
Yeah.
How many instruments does he play? I always see him in the band room with, like, a new instrument every day.
I don't know. He plays saxophone also and bass.
That's cool.
That's three, Ella.
That's a lot.
Three instruments.
In case you were wondering.
Shut up.
So, like to mention that both these bands are led by the fabulous Dr. Scott Carter.
Dr. Mr. Sir Scott Carter, Esquire, Sir
of South High Music Department.
He's a good guy. Actually, he wasn't.
Orators of our time.
He wasn't directing this, though. This was directed by Jazz 2 is directed by student teachers. Just to put that out there.
Sometimes
was this
Which one was
Sayer or Rasmussen?
I don't know.
I think it was Sayer.
Mr. Sayer of a college.
Gustavus.
No, yeah, St. No? Olaf.
St. Olaf.
St. Olaf.
Ah, yes.
Of okay. course, of course. Sticking around here, we have another Jazz One performance of a great Pat Metheny song, In Her Family. Afterwards, we're going to have a nice little interview with the piano player featured on this here on Jazz 88. That was Pat Metheny's In Her Family, performed by South's Jazz Ensemble 1. In studio, we have famous piano player Jordan Peyota.
Hi, guys.
What's up? So, Jordan, you are a senior at South, and as we've been doing with all the other guests, why don't we have you tell us a little bit about yourself.
And your experience at the South Jazz program.
And why you're so amazing program. In general.
Okay. Well, I've been in South's jazz band as the pianist for 3 years since my sophomore year, and I just love doing it. It's basically my favorite hour of the day, even in spite of the fact it's
7:30.
7:30, real fun. And yeah, I think it's a great program.
How long have you been playing the piano or other instruments?
Well, I've been playing the piano probably since I was 10 or so, like
since
really
in
young.
The womb. You were playing the piano.
But I only started playing jazz once I got in high school, and I really just took off with that. I really enjoy jazz, and I also play clarinet in South High's wind ensemble.
Yeah, represent the
first
clarinet
chair
section.
Just by the way.
Yeah, Anders also plays clarinet right along with me.
Yep. Side by side.
So, Anders, you and Jordan, you two were kind of the featured duet in that song. So how do you guys think it went?
We had to work a lot on looking at each other and communicating so that we could make tempo changes and changes in feel happen. But I think that we got to the point where we could communicate really well together.
Yeah. I think the communication is key in the rhythm section, and we actually, I think during the concert, didn't we have to move and make adjustments so we could actually
see
each other?
Yeah, we had to lift up the lid of the piano so that we could see each other. Otherwise, the performance could not have happened
that way. So I could
just
stare into his eyes.
Would have been a catastrophe. That's what I've noticed the most since I've started playing jazz and since I've played with better people. It's all about the eye contact. Because without it, we don't get anything done.
So, Jordan, do you have a favorite jazz pianist or jazz musician in general?
Pressure's on.
Yeah,
that's, you only get
I hate
one
being
name.
Asked this question, but
that's
I just asked you.
That's a real hard question. Jazz
fine, you
pianist.
Get three. You get three.
Well, we were just talking about Chick Corea, but I don't know if he's my favorite. Oscar Peterson's was real.
Definitely.
Great pianist. I'm not sure if I have a favorite. That's too hard to answer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I hate questions like that. I'm sorry I asked you.
Yeah, geez, Anders.
You're my favorite.
Mr. Jordan Peyota. Jordan, it was great to have you here in the studio, so thank you so much for coming by. Next, we have another Jazz One performance, a really, really interesting arrangement of Blue Skies.
Thank you.
was a very interesting take on the Irving Berlin classic Blue Skies. That was, again, from the fall concert. This whole show has been about our fall concert, but it wasn't only jazz that had crazy concerts that week. It was just a blowout week.
We had a full week of concerts with the orchestra and the choirs. And
I think it was all the performing groups itself, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so. And don't forget to mention concert bands also.
Yes, concert bands like Wind Ensemble, concert band.
And symphonic band.
The three. How many performing groups are there in total?
Oh, we got three bands, two orchestras, four choirs, and two jazz groups. So I'm not good at math, but
plus beginning and they don't perform.
Beginning, well, a couple members from the beginning. That's not important. No, they don't perform. Mind.
Somebody's saying 11 performing groups. Maybe that's right.
Mr. Carter, our director, leads five of which. Busy guy.
Straying a little away, but back to Blue Skies. I think that's a really interesting arrangement, because it keeps transferring back and forth between samba and swing.
And so it's fun for me as a drummer. I like to go through and do all the time changes and change the feel up.
Yeah, changing the feel up is what we're the best at South Jazz. Sure.
I just think it's a really interesting arrangement, and you hear other versions of that song. Like, I don't know, the one I know best is by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's just a lot different and fresh and new.
It is just a great song, though. It's one of those songs that I'd say was timeless.
Yes, timeless.
So coming up next, we have a song which is actually a Count Basie song, and I'm not wrong this time. Flight of the Foo Bird. Welcome back to 88.5. That was a great swingin' bassy tune called Flight of the Foo Bird. An interesting little PowerPoint on that song is earlier in the year, we actually had a really great clinic with a drummer who actually drummed with Basie named Butch Miles.
It was a lot of fun working with a guy that can just really swing like that, and he's got a lot of great stories and a lot of great advice for a big band. I mean, and he can tell that he's been through it all and really knows what he's talking about.
He's been doing it for a really long time. He's really old.
Actually, point that out. We are actually maybe going to do a show featuring recordings from that clinic.
Yeah, because we had our, like, kind of like South's, like, private recording engineer, Mike Wolstead, come in.
Yeah, so we just wanted to give a little shout out and thank you to Mike Wolstead and Encore Productions.
Who actually recorded all of these songs as well.
He does a lot for us, and so it's really nice.
So look out for that show, the Mutch Miles Clinic show coming up, and also look out for some other possible shows like Jazz Masters, Avant-Garde, Ooh. Existentialist, Laying on the Floor with Blindfolds.
Our show with Urban Mayfield also.
Ooh, hopefully.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He is coming back. He is coming back
next
to work
Friday.
With us again.
Yes. All right.
Sorry, in this guys. Show, we've been talking a lot about Jazz 1 and Jazz 2, and just to lay out the parameters again, they're both jazz performing groups, performing big bands at South High. Jazz 1 would be articulated as the more advanced group, but they're both fantastic, talented jazz groups, and we're going to talk a little bit about how these groups are formed.
So they're both audition-based. Everyone who's in the groups had to do an audition, and
300 push-ups.
It's cutthroat. We had people like trying to sabotage each other's audition. Yes. My best friend stole my music, you know.
This is humor.
But it is audition based, and
in those auditions we get a piece of music. It's like a sheet that has the melody and some chord changes. So normally what happens is you play the melody, and well, as a guitar player I play the chord changes, and then you play a solo, and then that's kind of your audition, and depending on how well you did, then you get placed in a group.
Yep.
And as a drummer, I mean, we can't really play the melody. I try to for solos, but he just had me play a bunch of different styles.
Yeah, you get tested on your style.
Yeah, just like different kind of styles, different feels, different all that.
And we're all returning members of Jazz One, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. So we're all used to the audition process then.
Yeah, I was a little bit freaked out freshman year by it, I think, but
freshman year I got in on like a technicality, so sophomore year was my first time I like auditioned, and I was like really freaked out that I like wouldn't make it back in, and that it was just a fluke.
No, it wasn't. It was meant to be.
I know. Look how far we've come. So to finish up the show tonight, we will have a really, really great Lee Morgan song, which would be described as soul jazz, I think.
That's what it says on the sheet, at least.
Soul jazz. And this is Sidewinder on 88.5 Jazz at South High. Thank you. That was Lee Morgan's Sidewinder, performed by South's Jazz Ensemble No. 1. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We'd just like to thank one more time our director, Mr. Scott Carter, Sir, Esquire, Doctor,
thanks,
and
Carter.
Our executive producer, Guru DJ Robert Hales, and a generous grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves one more time. So I'm Anders. I play guitar.
I'm Emerson. I play drums.
I'm Joe. I play trumpet.
I'm Ella. I play saxophone.
I'm Sam, and we are the
Southside Jazz Combo.
I love saying things in unison. See you next week.